Zender zorgt voor werkgelegenheid. Radio Patapoe collecteert ook voor de kinderbestrijding. Geef gul. Uw geld komt heel goed terecht. Patapoe doet het niet alleen, maar belooft het ook. Onze uitzendingen zijn tevens heilig verklaard. Vraag het de paus. Prins Alexander zag ik laatst met een ander. Ik zweer het u.
En dat is beloofd.
Well, first, yeah, I must agree that to work with people on the move is actually very difficult to get funding. In 2015, 16, 17, and even up to 2020, it wasn't that difficult. And today it's more difficult. Europe has turned drastically to the right, yeah, and the rest of the world. And of course, we also have several wars going on. We had problems in Ukraine and in Gaza. So funding is difficult. When it comes to the Norwegian authorities, I basically can't complain when it comes to legal system, transparency. Basically, to feel safe in a country. Yes, I feel very safe in Norway, and I feel very safe that my rights are protected. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this doesn't go for the rest of the world. It's a lot of shit going around. And when it comes to the arrest warrant, if Greece decides to move it over to international arrest warrant, as they have claimed in writing to me that I will, they will have to send a request to the Norwegian authorities and provide the authorities with a lot of information that so that they can see that this is without a doubt a criminal and we will extradite him. It will have to go through a Norwegian judge. So I will have many days in court. And with the evidence that I have seen, they have in this case, which is nothing, it will never come to that. As I said previously, they don't want this case to go to court for very, very obvious reasons. There isn't a case. They don't have any evidence. So they are just fine where it's at because it creates a lot of issues.
But no pressure from the Norwegian government for you?
No, but there is no official communication from the Norwegian authorities because the case hasn't been put on their table.
No. Exactly.
We have done some proactive work. Norwegian lawyer has contacted the foreign department and the police and justice department and actually informed about that this case might end up on your table so that the police are actually aware. So we try to be proactive when it comes to this, to actually inform. So when the day comes, they won't come running and knocking down my door in the middle of the night. They will pick up the phone and call me and ask me to come in a more civil manner.
Hey, just as a more general question, which is interesting, is what do you think are the biggest challenges you and people on the move are facing at the moment? And what do you think will help to change them? So what's the latest, basically, on your challenges list?
I don't know where to begin. Well, the biggest issue we have at the moment is actually the wind blowing over Europe and the rest of the world as we speak. It's turning very steep to the right, getting very hostile to everyone looking slightly different from us, a different color, different religion, different sex, different orientation. Everything seems to be fair game. We can see that in the States, they are really turning the notch on it. So it's everything that needs to be done has to start somewhere, and it needs to start with the people and political decisions. And if the people don't push politicians in the right way, we are heading quickly down slope as we are at the moment, and we will at some point end up where, because now we are kind of taking rights from people, human rights, who was placed there for a really good reason after the Second World War. And we are now chipping on these rights, removing, changing things so that they fit our political agenda. And at some point, they will start removing rights that actually is something that will affect you as well. Or me, or my neighbor, or my daughter, or someone I know will be end up in problems sometime in the future if we continue this. Then these rights will be slowly removed. So that's one big issue, as you can see.
Yes.
Turn the wave over to the left again. And then people need support.
Yeah.
And not only organization in this field, I'm talking about people in general. Look at your neighbor, look at the people in your street, look at your city. If there are people suffering, can you do something about it? Yeah, start at home. And of course, if you want to go somewhere and help them, that's great. Do volunteer work as your church, community house. Everything helps because it shows that you actually care. And yeah, I will be great if you help me or other organizations doing what we do. But we need also to get the word out, information out. We need to share information. We have to publish it. We have to push politicians to move in the right direction because they won't move. If they think they are on the right path now, moving the wrong way, as long as the people support them in this, it will continue. And as long as good people stay silent, we will have big issues down the road. But these are big issues. I will start by caring, basically.
And it's a beautiful call. So it's basically caring, the caring work you do, but also the invitation. And I'm posing them to everybody here to also care about this work of Tommy's, because this is not a one man's job, and it's been like a one man's job for way too long. And it still needs you with all the massive experience that you have. But it needs also people around it. So if you can find a way, if you just go to the website of agentboatreport.com, right? Yeah. agentboatreport.com, and you will find a donate button. It sounds very small, you can't buy off your responsibility with money. But it is actually taking responsibility, because every one of these bits of money are basically a support saying like, hey, I'm with you. So I would say, please check out the website, check what you can do, invite also your friends, and let's be a movement that at least at this place does something, and then take the same responsibility in your street and with your friends, like Tommy said. We can't have all the questions here that are in the chat. I do really want to thank you for all the questions that you posed, and the interest that was here, the many people that were here. Please stay with us as well. So stay on the Facebook, any X account, and Instagram, or anything. Stay updated, get back to our monthly webinars, and fill in this little form. If you can help in any way, please do it, so we're in this together. Reach out with ideas that you have, and reach out with your support. And Tommy, I think I speak for all of us that we're extremely grateful and respectful for the work you're doing. Even if you might not always feel it when you're behind your computer in the middle of the night doing all these calls, but it's there. So a loud thank you for your work. And if you want to say something, let's have your words to end it up with, and then it's time.
Yeah, I would like to thank everyone who has supported me, not only now, but throughout many years. There is a lot of people who have backed me up, both with assisting with a lot of things that I basically couldn't do myself, technical things. And there is a lot of people that I owe a lot over many years, and they know who they are. And I want to thank those who actually pulled me up this time. It was a grand experience. Still working on processing that. It's not always been easy. I don't know how I can thank people enough, but I'm definitely going to continue to fight. Not giving up yet, just yet. And I hopefully will be able to continue throughout this year and many years to come. But again, hopefully not, because perhaps I'm not needed anymore, and that will be the best part. I would actually wish that this could have lasted more than 1 hour, but that's what we have today. So I will thank everyone for attending. And hopefully we will be able to do monthly webinars in perhaps longer, shorter, depending on what we decide. Because I think people want to hear, people want to debate, people want to talk. And it could be like this, like a webinar or smaller groups with actually people seeing and talking to each other. Nothing has been decided, we are definitely working on it to make it a monthly thing.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can get some support doing that. That would be great.
That would be amazing.
And for those who want to support financially, there is options on Facebook, on X, on all the platforms, there are links. And if you have questions not answered today, please send them to us. And I will get back to you, everyone, in writing or even call you if that's okay. Some texts are very long, easily to actually talk to people. Thank you for showing up, Enrico. Thank you for being the host tonight.
Of course.
And for all the great work you have been doing, not only for me, for a lot of people. It's been nice.
Thank you, Tommy. It's been amazing to talk to you. Thank you all for being here. Let's see if we can continue this conversation in a month's time with all the questions that are not answered and all the questions that will come up by then. So thanks a lot. See you around on the social media channels, on the website, and hopefully next month. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye, guys.
And thanks, Johannes, for orchestrating all this.
Yes, definitely.
In the back, in the chat, and everything.
Greetings. Welcome to episode 133 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalio. I'm going to start off this week with a track by The Soft Pink Truth. This is called Invocation for Strength.
Isis, the rainbow of sapphire mysteries, you are the calling I hear from the wind in my bones. O mother of life, begotten from your womb of light, we rise now out of the masculine death that is Jehovah's enslavement.
In the fullness of sweet woman's blood, and fairy rage.
Our touch blossoms. Like the tides of earth, we are strong to come again. I believe in the goddess, the movement for life, thorned by our genderless, brightening for our powerless, and suckling our struggle.
By the rose in my chakras, I tap the androgyne.
With you, our love is revolt. With you, we are each atoms of significance. Diana, my lover of Amazons, my triumph of faggot witches, feed us the lunar nectar. Between poems and tears.
Between silence.
And celebrations, and guide us to destroy the machinery that alienates us. Then shall our captors parasite upon themselves. O Kali, the source, the destroyer, the return. In pain's dignity, your face is behind our faces. We are strong to come again.
itinera, sudoresque tui, gaudium que es conversione nostra, te affectum offenditi. Cum infidele siere tici cum querum tur de tenebris, in quibus redictri fuerum, credimus ne futurum. Et na, servet, nid me master, anat natra, ut vas vedut, dohiet tietne. Rudimenta perseveris, si diabolo electorum numera scripti. Anat natra, porque es el sexto día del sexto mes, y la hora sexta. Nequeilius, el prima, escucha mi plegaria. Estamos aquí para honrarte. Hazte presente, hazte visible, señor de las tinieblas. Edna, servet, nitme master. Porque es el sexto día del sexto mes y la hora sexta. ¡Satanás! ¡Dame una prueba de tu existencia! Somos tus siervos que te pedimos, te rogamos que te hagas presente. ¡Escúchame, señor del infierno! ¡Esta es nuestra noche! ¡Escúchame, Satanás! ¡Escúchame, señor del infierno!
Demons create a fantastic energy and are by nature ferocious. And when you cast a spell, you must know you will attract them. If demons are allowed freedom for venting the madness, they can be diabolical. They are the reasons behind haunted houses, howling storms, lost keys, droopy hair, nagging associates, and cool lovers. If you're strong, maybe you can ignore demons. But why not invite them into a magic circle? Your magic circle. Control their energies. Use them to see into your future beyond tomorrow. Throw a handful of rosebuds high into the air and let them fall and scatter where they will. Demons will gather. Their ranting and raving will create wild, exciting vibrations. While they wail, stare into the center of the circle. As you softly whisper the name of their demon king, he will come and answer any three questions about your future. As soon as he has spoken, perform a spell. Because the energy within the magic circle must be dissipated, what will escape and create havoc in your life. When the magic is done, destroy the circle. To make a magic circle, draw a 3-foot wide chalk circle and cover it with a fine wheat flour. Then place 3 black beans in the center and cover them with cloves, salt, and basil. 3 red candles should be flaming at the top part of the magic area. Now scatter the rosebuds. The demons will gather. Keep brave. They are helpless. Now will be the time for you to see into your future. Stare into the center of the circle, and as they wail, softly whisper the name of their demon king. Softly. Sakra Elmerid. Demon energy is best used to stimulate clandestine relationships.
Daughters of the Dead.
Thank you.
Was the DDN with Party Time in Hades. Before that, Abel Kane with Curse of Dracula. Before that, Coil with the Hellraiser. Before that, Louise Huebner tells us a bit about the demon spell for energy. Before that, Dr. Butcher MD with Cementario del Terror. And we started the show with the Soft Pink Truth Invocation for Strength. Next up, here's a classic by Throbbing Gristle. This is Hamburger Lady.
By far the worst is the hamburger. love for a person to do this.
Hello. My name is Benedict. I'm here to ask you some questions. For your fans out there, the vampires of IDM. My first question is about your third album, the glamorous Chop Zombie Fungus Trilogy. Are you considering perhaps bonus material? Like extra songs, you know, for the vampires? Indeed.